Kansas State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Daily Weekend Edition of the podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all about what's going on around Kansas State Athletics. My name's Eddie Greer, the host of this podcast here on this first day of May, and it looks like we played a spring football game. And you got our butts beat. That's what happens here. I had to do a double take here yesterday. Yesterday, I did not listen to the game, so I did a double take on the score. I'm like, hold up. What? Let me do a double take real quick. No way. No way you lose like that. Wow. What can you say about the game last night? Oklahoma takes the series, and they're going to look in the sweep. Here later on this afternoon, down Oklahoma, a ridiculous score, 22-10. Yeah, I said, y'all thought I was joking about that spring football score. Yep, it felt like a spring football game. As I twist my words around. Yeah, wow. Yeah, nothing you could say about that, but how did we get this far? I have no idea. We'll take a look at box score in just a second. But Oklahoma came out of the breaks fast and stayed fast. Let me put it that way. 19 runs in the first three between the first three innings. Oh my goodness. Wow. 19 runs. You might as well could call that a forfeit right there. That's why they didn't call after the fifth or sixth inning or whatever you want to call it is. But yeah, I got nothing on that. But this pure laughter. Sorry, but you know that 22-10 there. Yeah, you're definitely not winning the ball game there unless you're playing football. You're down two touchdowns right there. pretty much there. Oklahoma chased out Griffin Hassall, the star of K-State, who only lasted only just over two innings of work. There, the Sooners got Hassall, 13 runs, all of them earned in that work there. Hassall faced 21 batters and surrendered 8 hits and 5 walks. Didn't I say yesterday that walks kill you in... So, yeah, Alex sent me attacked me in one of his tweets yesterday. And I, well, not knowing the score of the game, attacked me in some tweet, in some laughable tweet, which is a pretty damn good tweet. That Alex Aiden, my co-host, for those of you who are new to the podcast. Yeah, so I was not aware until after I turned, it was between the Mets and Phillies game I was watching, and then I looked up at the K-State Oklahoma score. I'm like, whoa, hold on. I got to do a double take on this. What? Go back. I'm like, hot damn. How did we get this far? I have no idea. There as well. Oklahoma hit over 400 runners on base and hit 375 runners in scoring position. K-State, I mean, yeah, when you think of this stat here, 538. Runners on base and 500 men in scoring position. You thought Casey would win this ball game with that high hitting percentage. Hell no. Excuse my language on the first Sunday in May. Well, you're definitely not winning baseball games like this. This is, I don't know what Hassall, Grandma Hassall woke up side of the bed he on, but Oklahoma got to him, and K-State's in danger of getting swept in the series. The series finale is later on this afternoon, I believe the same time as yesterday, 2 p.m. I'm going to be watching racing. So, yeah, if you're interested in watching K-State baseball, get the brakes beat off of here, which it very well could be. The road rules continue. Again, I mean, I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Can't do it. Because I'm going to spend 30 minutes on here talking about where I should be talking about. Got another podcast. Got to roll out here very shortly. And yes, another K-State NFL player got drafted. And I'm just going to throw him in here. More on that later on this afternoon-ish sometime. That and the person, Rush Yeast. He's going to defend the champs. This is the best case scenario. The best case scenario, Los Angeles Rams, who just won the Super Bowl this past year. He's going to play for the champs. Then we kind of knew all that the talent Rushies had coming to K-State this past year from Iowa. Yeah, either Iowa or Nebraska, somewhere in there. Yeah, it's been a while. But anyways, in there, he came from Big Ten Conference. He made an impact there. So a lot more information on that. Excuse me. A lot more information on that to come later on this afternoon. So you're looking for that. You must stay tuned to the Pro Parcher Podcast for more information on that. And of course, we're going to have more coming up on the weekly edition if we don't. If I don't lock down a special guest coming up, because that's what the route I'm going with on episode 98 coming up on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. Yeah, I'm going down another avenue because there's really not much to talk about here. 22-10. We'll get the lines here. Oklahoma 22 runs, 17 hits, an error. 5 errors stand out for K-State. 10 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors. This is not the first time, I believe, K-State's hit this 5 error mark down here. This got to be early in the season. You cannot make a lot of mistakes and expect to win ball games. And you hear this all the time on these baseball recaps. And I'll say it again, and we'll give credit where credit's due. David Sandlin picks up the win. He goes to 4-2. Griffin Assall goes to 4-5 on the 2022 campaign. K-State is back, right back at 500. Here as they head into the series finale today against Oklahoma there. Cole Johnson, homer twice in his ball game. Rafael Poteller also added one in the third as well. And then kind of to put a bright spot to this pitching staff, which it was getting tattooed in this series. Alex gave me the stat. Shout out to my co-host, Alex Aiden. 36 runs in the first two series. Two games. That's definitely not going to get done. I don't know what's going on with this pitching staff, especially on the road. But, yeah, that's a recipe for losses in the conference play. They continue to go down this road here. This is going to be a nightmare. This was supposed to be a jump start, and this is not much better whatsoever. Ty Rule was able to keep the Sooners to one unearned run in the final two innings. Well, of course, because it's the damn end of the game and we need out. If there's any positive speculation, Ty Rule, yeah, held Oklahoma to two scoreless innings, blah. So there's that. So, yeah, stay tuned. We will get to track and field along with, because this is breaking news of the from football that had to come first. I apologize for y'all. You're looking for the number one moment, which is going to be pushed back most likely to Monday night on the edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. It was already recorded right after episode 97 of the Pro Project Podcast, so I haven't got it up into my uploading podcast feed yet, but that's going to come as well. So I'm going to try to work around that and get that ready to go for you guys tomorrow night as well. So I'm moving, pushing everything back because of the super busy between baseball and track and the NFL draft this weekend, which came to a close yesterday. We had breaking news yesterday evening with Skylar Thompson going to the Miami Dolphins in round 7. And a few picks later, not even that, a few picks later, Los Angeles Rams draft Rushies. Again, a lot more on that on this evening's edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. But Game 3, y'all want to listen to it? It's on K-Man, so definitely, I'm sorry I'm laughing at whatever, but hey, at the end of the day, I mean, K-State continues to lose games on the road. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, stay tuned for more coverage of K-State Athletics. You're looking for more K-State coverage, you're a big K-State fanatic. Tune in to Pro Project Podcast, baby, and make sure you're subscribed. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.